Our next batch of news is a real mixture. Yet another scam is going around. Swarming bees have been keeping beekeepers busy, and we hear of an odd incident of the rescue of a muntjac deer using a kayak. But first we hear how Daniel Fark, the Norwich City head coach, is resisting advances by other football teams. This is just as well, as I'm sure the landlord of the Fat Cat and Canary would be none too pleased if Daniel Fark went to pastures new after having his face emblazoned over one wall of his pub.
Reports in Turkey are suggesting Norwich City head coach Daniel Farker has rejected the advances of Fibonacci. The city boss's work at Carrow Road hasn't gone unnoticed, with the six-time Turkish champions eyeing a move to appoint the 44-year-old. Farker has ended his fourth campaign in Norfolk with his second championship title, becoming the only manager to win the division twice since it was rebranded. Turkish outlet Fotosport.com is suggesting the Super League made an approach for Farker, which was turned down by City's head coach. Farker was reportedly the favoured German candidate on the club's shortlist, with Paulo Fonseca and Nuno Espirito Santo also sounded out for the vacancy. Fibonacci aren't the first side to reportedly show an interest in Farker. He has spoken in detail before about turning down a move elsewhere on multiple occasions before, during, and after their Premier League season last year. Reports in recent weeks have also suggested Bournemouth considered making an approach for City's boss to succeed Eddie Howe last summer, prior to appointing Jason Tindall. Sporting director Stuart Webber revealed last month that City's were in talks with Farker over the extension of his current contract, which expires at the end of the season. City's boss has also insisted he has never broken a contract and looks set to extend his stay at Carrow Road this summer.
Watchdogs have warned people in Norfolk to watch out for the Amazon brushing scam. Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards Department said it involves people receiving packages from Amazon, which they had not ordered. The victims are not charged for the items. It is done by scammers who want to make the purchase look genuine and avoid violating Amazon's terms for reviewing their own products. Instead, they set up multiple fake accounts to buy their own products and then give themselves glowing reviews. The more reviews a product has, the more likely people are to buy the goods, as they trust that it will suit their needs. This means that it is more profitable for these companies to give away their products at the start, as they will turn a profit thanks to their fake reviews. But a spokesman for Norfolk Trading Standards said, "Being involved in a brushing scam means that someone has gained access to your name, mailing address, and potentially other information. Depending on how they accessed your information, they could be privy to a lot more of your personally identifiable information than you realise." They said people who get packages that they did not order should contact the retailer and change online account passwords. Scams can be reported by calling the National Citizens Advice Consumer Service on 0808 223 1133.
The sudden change from cool to warm weather has turned Norwich into Swarm Central, with beekeepers reporting a surge in numbers of bees. A trampoline, supermarket car park, and school grounds are among the places honeybees have been setting up temporary hives. Beekeepers said that they have been busy handling calls as new queen bees took over colonies and searched for places to nest. Sprouston beekeeper James Croft is among those who are listed on the British Beekeepers Association, BBKA, to receive calls to move swarms. He has recently been called to Waitrose in Cringleford to intervene with a swarm, as well as the Clare School twice within 10 days. Mr. Croft said, "Without our intervention, hives would have died from starvation." Mr. Croft also received a call from a Sprouston father of three who had reported a swarm of bees hanging from a trampoline in his garden. "Since the weather has changed, I have been getting around 5 phone calls a day," Mr. Croft said. The BBKA can be contacted on 02476 696 679 for further assistance.
Bill Branston, a piano and guitar teacher who lives in Norwich, was in his home when girlfriend Tilly Carruthers saw what she thought was her dog in the River Wensum on Wednesday, May 26th. At a second glance, they realised their Italian greyhound Nugent was safely inside and that the animal in the water was a muntjac deer. After calling a wildlife rescue charity, the deer swam upstream and wasn't seen again until 5 p.m. on Friday, May the 28th. I rang the wildlife rescue guy again, but he said he was too far away to come and get the deer. Mr. Branston said, I told him I had a kayak, and he said I should try and get it to land myself. I got on the kayak and tried to herd the deer upstream towards the ribs of beef. I have never done anything like this before. I was about to go to the pub and told my friend I was going to be late and what I was doing. They thought I was insane. It took Mr. Branston around 30 minutes to get the deer to land using his kayak. It was running away and trying to get away from me, so I just followed it with the kayak up the river. There were some people paddleboarding by the bridge, and they scared the deer to come toward me, and I sort of herded it to the slipway. Once the deer put its feet on land, it scampered away from the scene, and Mr. Branston received applause from the small crowd of people on the riverbank. Mr. Branston said, It was great to get the deer out of the water after seeing it so distressed. I still went to the pub after.